Welcome to Masters of the Word. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. Masters of the Word is a journey for men and women to become one with the Word of God. We come to you every week diving into the infallible truths of God's Word. So feel free to subscribe, leave a positive review, to spread the word to like-minded men and women. Let's get started. What's good, everybody? I got you on my mind, so I jumped on real quick. I remember growing up in my mom and dad's church, in the church that they were members of, and they didn't call it praise and worship. You know, nowadays we call it praise and worship, what have you. But it was called devotion when I was a kid. And they would have the old mothers and the older deacons. So we were part of Baptist church, right? And they would sing songs of Zion, as they would call them, songs of Zion. And they would pray, and the deacons would pray. And there was one particular deacon. He would pray. He would talk to God. And when it would get good to him, and when it would start getting good to him, he would take his hands and he would rub his hands together while he was praying. But there's something that he would always say that still, as an adult, it sticks with me. He would tell God in times of his prayer and his devotion time amongst the congregation, he would say, "God, you're too wise to make a mistake, and you're too good to do wrong." Ooh, I still feel it when I say it. He would tell God, "You are too wise to make a mistake, and you're too good to do wrong." Now, he was an older man at that time. And so I have to believe that there's something, or he was saying that from a place of having walked with God for many decades, that as a kid, it never registered, but I would always hear it. And now I'm in my adult years, and it's being recalled to my memory. And so we're on this master walk. We're walking with God. We're possessing the land that's been promised to us. And some of us have been used in our lives. Some of us have stories and experiences that we would love to forget. But can I tell you that God is too wise to make a mistake? He is absolute truth. And he's too good to do wrong. We always say God is good all the time. And I add to that, good is not who God is. Good is not what God does. Good is who he is. He's the embodiment of everything that is good. And so everything in your life happened for you to get to this moment right here that we are sharing together. And can I tell you and remind you that what God has in store for you is greater than you can ever dream or conceive in your mind? Although it hurts, and there's some areas in my life right now that is just flat out just hurting and aching. And there are unanswered questions that I have. But all of this exists for us to have intimacy with God. Use the tool that you have to talk to God on today. He gave us his word so that it would awaken us to who we are, to whose we are, to what's been laid up for us, and the lives that are affected as we day by moment, seek that out. So I just wanted to jump on really quick because I see in my mind that deacon just rubbing his hands together and talking to God. And while we're in a different era, we're in a different space, we're in a different place, God said that there's nothing that's going to fall to the ground that's been promised to you. Everything you dreamed of. And now it's going to take some work. It's going to take us rubbing turning up our sleeves and putting some work in. But if you're willing to
thank you for joining us for another edition of Masters of the Word. Follow us on social media on Instagram at Lavelle Gill Media. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Lavelle Gill Music. Please subscribe, rate, and review to increase and spread the word to like-minded men and women. Until next week.